And there. The apparatus is complete.
Oliver, we have time travel at our fingertips. The mind, it boggles.
We must use this power for the good of all humanity.
Yes, and to do that, we must consult historians, social scientists, and philosophers. How can we do the most good?
Oh, we don't need to do all that. We all know what humanity's greatest shame is.
Do you mean...
Yes, the world will enter utopia, a golden age.
Imagine the good we're about to do.
I shall go back in time and erase that moment a waiter told me to enjoy my meal, and I responded, you too.
What?
No longer will the world be plagued by my extreme awkwardness. No longer will I be tormented. Humanity will find itself in a valley of everlasting peace.
That's incredibly selfish.
I know, Johannes. I know. We should really consult experts, as you said. Then we could truly be assured that eliminating the greatest shame will be for the good of all humanity. But I simply can wait no longer.
The greatest shame was when you misspoke to a waiter?
What else in history can compare?
Slavery, genocide, colonialism.
Ah, Johannes, you underestimate the effect of the greatest shame.
I am surprised you even remember this moment. It is so minor.
Minor? Minor? Johannes, I thought we were working towards a common goal here.
I thought so too.
After the greatest shame, I divorced my wife. I knew I was not good enough for her.
You shouldn't have done that.
And my child. I knew he needed a better father. I left him.
You also shouldn't have done that.
And every night, that moment comes to me over and over. The agony. The agony!
My friend.
I became destitute. I left my home and started living on the streets. I turned to hard drugs. They distracted me for a while.
My friend, why did this affect you so?
What else could it have done? It ruined my life.
All that because you said you too to a waiter?
You too. You too. The words, they swirl around me, mocking me. It tilts me towards insanity. Discussing it pushes me to the brink.
I don't understand why it bothers you this much.
You don't?
Moments of awkwardness are normal.
This was a life-ruining event, and I'm a brilliant scientist. Time travel is powerful, true, but I could have unlocked fusion, quantum computing, cures for cancer. I say this with no ego, Johannes. This event sent humanity back.
You are brilliant, Oliver. It's true. But what about all the atrocities we could reverse?
Just give me this. Even if you don't see the importance, I can go back and fix this quickly. Then we can fix less important things like genocide.
I see there's no point arguing with you.
I won't even ask for your help. I will go back in time by myself.
All right, you've convinced me. Good luck, Oliver.
Thank you, Johannes.
Have a good trip back in time.
You too.